This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I open the phones up on the topic of impeachment, the lawlessness, the end of due process, the media calling for memes to be banned, the Project Veritas bombshell being censored and blocked that's up on Infowars.com. But the first caller I'm going to take is from Ireland, because I just always love how people will find a way to bring theologian type stuff into any discussion. So we'll go to Joseph first. Wants to talk about Inquisition. Well, tell me about the Spanish Inquisition, or which Inquisition is this? The Jesuit Inquisition? And then what's my view on the Inquisition? Please tell me. Welcome, Joseph from Ireland.
Hi, Alex. Look, I agree with most of what you say, and the times are in. It's just about, I've often listened to you talking about the Inquisition. And as a Catholic, having studied the Inquisition, I'll quote the communist, God-hating, Muslim-loving BBC, who, when they finally looked into the records of the Inquisition, they had to admit that 99% of what you know about the Inquisition is incorrect. The Inquisition came about because of the Islamic slaughter of the Catholics in the Iberian Peninsula. And the Catholics fought back for 600 years. Their women were raped. There was huge harems, probably the largest in the world. And when they finally got the Muslims out, there was a whole load of them that refused to convert. They were asked, leave or convert? And they said, oh, most of them left, but some of them pretended to convert. And that's why the Inquisition came about. And the Catholics could not leave a fifth column there, knowing that Islam was just across the water in North Africa and would come back again and do exactly what they did to them. So I don't like it as a Catholic when you use the Inquisition as a means of...
I think I've used the term Inquisition to talk about a persecution investigation, because that's the popular use of it.
But I think, Alex, I mean, first of all, I'm not against you. I'm saying this as a Catholic. That's one thing I don't agree with, though, is because the Inquisition was born out of Islamic terror inflicted upon the Catholics of Christian Spain, who fought for 600 years.
Well, no, I know the La Reconquista took 600 years. I know that's how the Inquisition started. But it's just like having anything like that. Then, I think you would agree that the people carrying out the Inquisition were not infallible, right? And so I'm sure they made mistakes.
There was mistakes made, but in actual fact, when the records were shown, opened, they now realize most people, there wasn't huge amounts of torture.
Hey, listen, Hutton Gibson, he's a big traditional Catholic. He told me all about this, and I looked into some of the history, and I did find some of that. I'm talking about some of the religious wars between Catholics and Protestants and other, stuff that came later. But look, I understand where you're coming from. I know all about the La Reconquista, and it's very, very interesting. And I know that part of what you're talking about is accurate. But people always ask me, why do you use the term pirate radio when it's micro or it's low power? The general public thinks of an unlicensed station as a pirate. And then I have to use the term pirate so they mentally know what I'm talking about. Then I explain that a lot of pirate stations really aren't pirates because they're not interfering with commercial stations. Then I believe we should have more community radio and more independent. But if I don't use the word pirate, most people don't know what I'm talking about. So whatever your views are on different inquisitions and things that went on, using that term, that's the Spanish term, isn't it? Or that's the Catholic term, it's Inquisition. But I understand you're saying it has a negative. I mean, I have another caller here wants us to stop calling him the media. Well, he's right. The media is not the media. What do you call it then?
Alex, also, that's the point I want to make. But the other point I wanted to make was, right, and again, I buy your product. I listen to you a lot of days.
Thanks for the support.
We don't have news here in Ireland, okay? With Ireland has fallen to radical socialism. We're gone, okay? We were once a Christian country. We now have voted to murder our children, and every taxpayer has to pay for it. But the last point I wanted to make was, what is going on in the Catholic Church right now is going to have a direct impact on the whole world. And it is in straight from the...
No, I totally agree with you. You got to call me back another time. We're on other topics.
China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and Senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them. Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like Infowars.com and Band.video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset. And then take action and let Congress, everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we have an incredibly jam-packed fourth hour, and I'm going to hit it all. I'm going to take at least 9 or 10 calls that are on the board. We have Project Veritas' James O'Keefe joining us at the bottom of the hour. And I have 15 clips of Attorney General Barr saying incredible things. I'm only going to have time to play 6 of them. But that's coming up, too. This is just amazing stuff he said. The Democrats are organized evil that want to hurt our children and are pedophiles. I mean, it's just, it's true. But now this really shows Trump's going after him. And that's why all you-know-what's breaking loose right now. There's also other video up on Infowars.com of Democrat globalist producers at CNN admitting that they cover up shootings in Democrat-controlled areas of blacks. And only focus on mass shootings that'll pull on people's heartstrings. A very racist statement. I mean, this is incredible. So that's up on Infowars.com. I mean, this is just, this news day is just too much. But let's go to your calls right now. David in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I do believe we need to stop calling the media the media. What they are, Alex, and you know this, is they are the CIA mouthpiece. And the CIA and the NSA, and these, and you've had many guests that talked about this, they've been infiltrated and taken over by a communistic mindset because I think they put their money with China, that that's where the power is going to be in the future. So they're attacking now, and they're trying to take all our rights away, especially to hear people like you and others. So what President Trump needs to do, and I will support him, Alex, but what he
needs to
do...
Well, he calls them the enemy, he calls them crooked, but you have to identify them as the media, or the average person doesn't know. I mean, I guess you say, that big thing they call the mainstream media are really a bunch of foreign traitors. He should start calling them Chi-Com minions.
Absolutely, and right now I'm playing chess listening to you. Donald Trump's a great chess player. He needs to make the big move, Alex. He needs to call them out, call them what they are. Up the ante, say they are been infiltrated with CIA rogue agents trying to take over and hijack the culture of our country, and we're going to lose it if we don't make the big peace move, get the queens out, the bishops, and attack their form of communication, take away their ways to communicate, and neutralize that to make it a fair playing field so people like you and others can get on and have an equal access to information so we can keep the culture and keep the war in a winning state, because I believe, Alex, we'll lose them, unfortunately. We got to win this thing or we're going to lose the country.
I totally agree. Here's an article from Red State. New York Times writer acknowledges the existence of the deep state, has written a book called The Deep State, which says it's private intelligence groups and government intelligence groups that are not doing what Trump says and trying to overthrow him to protect this. So it's a mutiny of globalists that say America sucks, telling us they're going to overthrow our president, and now trying to normalize it, which means they're trying to get ready to get us to accept actually doing it. Think how dangerous and how crazy that is.
Absolutely. We need President Trump. If you can hear this, please stand up. Make the big move. Make the big move. Neutralize them. Free up Congress and the Republicans to take them out in a fair way. I heard him say, listening to Judge Dineen, that the problem with the Republicans is they play fair. They play on an equal playing field. The Democrats don't do that. We got to change our whole modus operandi.
David, you just hit the key here. We never start lying like they do. We never start hurting innocent people. But they're not on the regular political system now. They're saying kill the president, hurt his supporters. They're lying. They're threatening people. They're working for foreign governments. They're violating the law. They're bragging how they're violating it, saying we're the guardians of America by trying to overthrow the president and by doing all this. And so they've launched these attacks. They're in a mutiny. They're in a sedition.
Yes, Alex. The information's there. Now the move's got to be made. It's no longer getting the information out. Now it's about a tactical move to stop them from doing
it. Well, I'll say this. Telegraph's weakness to have two of Giuliani's barely associates, campaign finance, nothing, hurriedly indicted just because they're going after Biden, but then Trump can't get anybody indicted on his end. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
And there is a McCabe indictment. That's confirmed, but they won't pull the damn trigger on it. And so we're all sitting here in the middle of this war. Go ahead and bring me the article. It's okay. Bring it on up here. Thank you. We're all in the middle of this thing right here. Thank you, sir. And it's on. Look at these articles. CNN employee confesses that MSM ignores shootings in minority communities. That's a quote. Can you imagine if there was undercover video of me saying ignore stuff in minority communities? You know, I remember that black lady 6-7 years ago ran into a checkpoint in D.C. with her baby. And she drove around scared, and the police shot her dead in front of the Capitol. And I got upset, and so did Michael Savage simultaneously. And I had all these letters and black people calling me and going, I thought you didn't like black people because you didn't like Obama. Thank you for caring that she's a black lady. And I was like, I don't care what color she is. That's wrong. Just like the cop that shot the innocent woman up in Fort Worth. The guy was new on the force. He's a greenhorn idiot. Charge him with manslaughter. When the stuff's cut and dry, man, there's bad cops. But I would never think about what color somebody is when they're being wronged. I mean, but that's the left. They obsess over it, folks. Because the left is not liberals. The founders were liberal. They wanted more freedom. Liberal just means four scoops of ice cream, not one. More guns, more money, more freedom. Liberals, liberal. Left-hand path is satanic, is deception. And the left comes out of devil worship. That's mainline history. The French Revolution were devil worshipers. Going back to your calls, but CNN employees caught undercover video. It's on Infowars.com. Read the whole article. It's huge. Here's just part of the tidbits flowing out. Here it is.
In New Jersey or
Princeton.
Okay, let's say in Princeton, a white kid gets shot at Princeton University. He's visiting his big brother, who's a student there. He gets shot in the head. He gets killed. We're going to get coverage on that because, oh my God, we have the precious little white kid.
But three people get shot in Newark.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares, maybe unless it happens on Cory Booker's block.
They always say nobody cares. No, you're making them not care. You choose when to make people care. And you choose when to blame law-abiding gun owners for what some crazy does. When you know statistically it's still super rare, but you know you're making mass shootings more common by hyping those. And then ignoring things like Southside Chicago, Southside Dallas, where the government was shipping the drugs in. George Herbert Walker Bush ran it, and then he created the whole dynasty of the Clintons, all of it, flowed out of him. The Rockefeller Republican, the globalist. Let's take another call. CRP, calling from Washington State. CRP, come on down. Welcome.
Can you hear me, Alex?
I sure can. Go ahead, CRP.
I just want you and your listeners to remember one thing. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
His truth is marching on. You know, Trump, I don't know if we're going to sing this right now, man, but Trump, they did a great job at the 4th of July doing that. And that was really a pro-America ritual that was carried out. Is that where you're going with this?
No, I'm just, everything is being shouted from the rooftop. Everything that's being done in secret is being let go, and we're hearing about it, and God's truth is going on in America.
Now, I agree with you that this is the process of hitting bottom, and now the enemy knows their time is short, so he sends the beast with wrath.
I'm sorry?
The devil knows his time is short, so he sends the beast with wrath.
All I know is we are here to advance the kingdom. I believe America is turning her heart back to God, and there is going to be another few generations where we have grace and peace in our land. The best is yet to come.
Well, CRP, I think that's definitely coming. Thank you so much. But what do we have to go through? More calls. The Bill Barr clips that go with exactly what CRP just said and more. But first, we got to go through the devil. We better have on the armor of God. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Well, you can say it's a mission impossible to defeat the globalists, but do we really even have a choice? We're trying to run our lives and totally take us over. I'm going back to your calls here in just a moment. And I've talked a lot about this, but we need this to sink in. In almost every case now, if it's a political story by the New York Times or CNN or MSNBC or the Washington Post, you can bet it's totally fake. And you go, but they've been caught lying. They should quit. No, they just get more outrageous. Kurt Eichenwald, a senior New York Times writer, posted a 1983 image of a child earthquake victims to bash Trump over Syria pullout. Now, he'll probably get an award for doing that. But people now know anything you see, go check it, go video search it, go image search it, and it's not true. They're all trying to outdo each other. Here's an example. Wow. It's on Infowars.com. Gateway Pundit had an article as well. ABC News uses 2016 gun range video and lies to pass it off as Turkey bombing the Kurds in Syria. They know they're lying. Used to, even 20 years ago, if journalists got caught doing fake stuff, they'd be out of business. Now they get rewards. ABC attempts to pass off gun range footage as combat footage from Syria to blame Trump. Here is the edited footage they showed of people having fun at a gun range, blowing up some cans of gasoline and Tannerite. Hell, I've gone out and done that. And then they turn that into what the Turks were doing. I mean, this is premeditated lying as institutions with the Veritas video out right now. Here's the ABC's lying to you.
This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS. Now, horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters on those very allies.
Now, let's go ahead and show, I think it was a machine gun shootout, Knob Creek. Let's go ahead and show the real footage. That ABC had to turn the light levels down to obscure the trees in the background to make it look like it was on a much bigger scale, like a whole city was being vaporized by War of the Worlds Martian attack ships. So that's a bunch of machine guns, hundreds of people lined up, having fun to get some fun video. And boy, that does look fun. But say you're shooting a 50 cal, and you put tracer ammo in there, and you shoot like, you just go out to the real Steiner Ranch, not the housing development, but Shane Steiner's real 12,000-acre ranch. They since sold it, or I'd be out there right now. And he's got some businesses that are like 4,000 yards, and you'd shoot one of those, like an old barrel or an old truck, like a photon torpedo from Star Trek. And it would boom, and you just go, shh, and then hit that. And then it would bounce up, too, and you'd see the tracer go up. So that's Knob Creek. They know what it is. They get it. They turn the light level way down so you only see the flames, so you don't see everybody with their phones videotaping Knob Creek. They just blow it up, do that, and then deceive their enemy, the American people, because we have a peacemaking president trying to get us out of a 100-year war the Kurds have been having with each other. The Kurds are in a civil war now. That's what Rand Paul's come out and said. Of course they are. The Kurds are just another group running around trying to take over. They tell the troops, oh, the Kurds are Christians. No, they're not. I mean, just everything our military's told is lies. And now under Trump, the truth's coming out. So there you go. That was not the Turks attacking. That was Knob Creek machine gun shootout. Okay. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome. What's your view?
Well, I think the Project Veritas revelation is important for people to understand, but it just confirms what most of us already knew, and there's a whole generation of kids that just don't care. We're trying to wake up two generations of Americans that are just so black-pilled in their ignorance that they just don't care what the truth is anymore.
Exactly. Like, there's a new phenomenon where, especially millennials, the studies show, but I've seen it go, I don't care if you have proof it's not true. I want to believe it. And then they do it to feel official and like they're part of the power structure, even though they're not.
It's Orwellian. It's ignorance is strength. They're so out of it that they just think it's strong to not care. When it comes to Brad Parscale and Internet censorship, it annoys me that he seems to think that your right to free speech is a different thing from the ability to be heard. He's okay with your being restricted to a smaller audience than you deserve.
Well, man, look, he feels like, you know, they're winning. He's talking about dynasties and, you know, I mean, it's delusional. And, I mean, we're in the middle of a war. They're persecuting everybody. And I want to see action. This is racketeering. This is election meddling. This is total industrial-level persecution. They've lied to Congress. And so I want to see action now. God bless you, Jefferson. Thanks for the great point. Bob in Oregon, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. Pleasure to be on your show, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to try to make my points quickly out of respect for the time of the other callers. For me, the scariest thing about the Project Veritas expose of CNN is that we live in an environment where they think, and it's indicative of all those in power who are lying, they think they can get away with all the bias and not get caught. As I see it, back in the good old days, facts were what mattered. Facts does have a debate about facts. Then it moved to spinning facts. The facts matter, but let's spin those facts and start manipulating facts. Now we live in an environment where facts no longer matter. Spin is the only thing. And you've talked about this. This spinning facts no matter only works in an environment where the First Amendment is stifled by manipulation of Google, shaming and banning those who express their ideas. The other thing that's going on, though, and I've been thinking about this, and it's like one of those scary things you think about. It's so right in front of you, you don't realize it until you think about it, is that the kids who grew up on the Internet, there's a built-in apathy. Kids treat knowledge the way I used to do when I was growing up and calculators came out. I don't have to do the math myself. I'm going to use the calculator. The calculator will do the math for me. Kids are so passive with information. They're like, I don't need to know anything. I'll just look it up on the Internet. So there's a built-in apathy by that fact. And to me, the only solution is what you're doing with InfoWars. I love the title of InfoWars. Let's have a battle of ideas. Let's have the ideas that are best win out. That way, at least we're evolving a society to ideas that beat out other ideas, and we're moving somewhere.
Oh, I totally agree with you. When I used to have to go down to the UT library 20 years ago to find David Rockefeller worshiping Mao, it was like I had gold and the audience was blown away. Now it's like, okay, big deal, he supports mass murder. It's just like it's an apathy because they don't appreciate anything.
Exactly right. And one thing I loved on your show recently is when you had the debate with T.I., and I think we need to see more of that. We need to see opponents for the First Amendment. Find those who even radically disagree with us, but who believe in the First Amendment, whether it's like a Bill Maher type, he might be a bad example, but sometimes you talked about how...
Oh, I'd love to get Bill Maher on. I'd love to go on his show. I disagree with what he says, but he says I should have my free speech, and he defended me. Hey, great caller, Bob. I'm going to bring the show back soon with some of our best callers co-hosting with me, so let's get his name and number. I should have got the last few people, too. First, we're having a special show every week. We've beta tested it. People like it, where we have four or five special callers on to really be able to flesh things out, so thank you, Bob. We've got a bunch of other callers, but I've got James O'Keefe scheduled next segment, and then I've got the Bill Maher clips that nobody's heard yet. Stay with us.
Now is the critical time to keep InfoWars on the air. Everything we've warned of is now being exposed and is out in the open. I want to be clear. It's not coming true. It was already true.
I didn't predict all this. It was already going on. Now the globalists are making their move with the Chi-Coms, so it's naked. It's brazen. This is the point when the enemy emerges. It's like before World War II, the Poles kept warning that Nazi Germany was going to attack them. Nobody believed them as they saw the troops massing until it finally happened. We're at that same point, and we're all Paul Revere's who need to be out there warning everyone about what's unfolding, because this is the critical fight. And thank God, America and the world is waking up at the 11th hour, 58 minute. But will it be too little, too late? That's up to you. This battle's hot. It's real. So spread the word and support InfoWars today at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word about the live transmission.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Can see on the Skype there, James O'Keefe's about to get in the chair. We'll go right to him with this big, giant exclusive and all the things that are happening in the world. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. That means when you spread the word, that's how we reach new people. The globalists and big tech are working around the clock to try to suppress this show and others like it from getting the truth out. So let's override them and tell folks about InfoWars.com and Band.Video and Project Veritas and all the great groups fighting for freedom. We can do it together. Also, please don't forget we're running a huge sale right now, the Everything Must Go sale. I'm selling out of everything so I can order new inventory for next year. 40 to 70% off all the great high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com. products like the colloidal silver fortified and iodine fortified super blue toothpaste that's so popular. Survival Shield X3, the good halogen, so good for your body. That is 70% off. Never done that. I want you to experience it for yourself. Ultimate fish oil and krill oils are about to sell out. 25% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's the best out there. 95% curcumin oil. Even competitors are only 3 to 5%. It's 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Everything Must Go emergency sale. Times are so crazy. Things are so out of control that we are just making sure we have funds to go a little bit into next year by selling out of all of our inventory. I'm going to show them. So again, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We're broadcasting worldwide. I'm not keeping you from James O'Keefe. We can put up on screen. We're waiting for him, very busy person, to get in the seat here and give us the latest on the censorship, the latest on the attacks, the latest to try to suppress this latest bombshell that I'm saying is probably the biggest thing they've ever done. Reportedly hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours inside CNN, the CEO of CNN, Jeff Zucker, admitting it's all political, all of it. It's just simply crazy. And the mission, impeach President Trump. There he is. All right, James O'Keefe, you've been working hard. We've only got a few minutes here with us. So tell us about this story, what's already come out, and what we can expect to come out. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Alex, this is an extraordinary story. We have hundreds of hours of tapes within CNN, recorded not by one of my full-time employees or journalists, but an insider who blew the whistle on CNN. This man's name is Kerry Porch. He was a technician at the network, worked with producers, worked on the floor, drove trucks. And he's recorded, Alex, Jeff Zucker's editorial meetings every day. He got access to these meetings, and Jeff Zucker is on the phone getting irate, attacking Fox News, attacking Fox News as conspiracy, saying we need to push impeachment. His own staffers were recorded, Alex. These are CNN employees saying that Jeff Zucker is on an anti-Trump vendetta and saying they don't really report the news. One of these employees, Mike Brevna, says, quote, CNN sold themselves to the devil. So it's pretty extraordinary tape, and it's just part one.
It's just part one. We've also seen a lot of attempts to suppress this already with Carpe Donctum and others being taken off Twitter.
Yes, this is actually, there's some new pieces of information. Carpe Donctum, everyone knows him. He's the big meme guy on Twitter. I gave him an exclusive clip, which I'll send to you, Alex, as well. We haven't even released it yet, of the CNN employee talking about how they don't cover school shootings in inner cities. They only cover them in white areas. Carpe Donctum tweeted this video out, and Twitter took his account down. I'm not sure why. They said it was a copyright violation. So we'll get this to your guys and make sure you have that clip as well. I'm not sure why they're not banning the CNN employees who made the statements, but all the things are happening, Alex. YouTube wouldn't let us upload the clip. My website keeps crashing because Drudge is linking to it. So I sent Drudge the YouTube links. This is all, we're taking on the most powerful people in the world, but Jeff Zucker has been exposed. And we're looking for a comment. If your audience can tweet the video out, send it out, email it out. It's the hashtag expose CNN, and the video is pretty, there it is. There it is on your screen. CNN employee confesses that mainstream media ignores shootings in minority communities. This is the video that got banned from Twitter. I'm not sure why. These are CNN employees making these statements.
Well, we were able to get it from Carpe now, and it is up on InfoWars.com. And you're right. That is so sensational. If Trump said something like that, he'd be done. I wouldn't support him. You wouldn't either. But when they do it, they're trying to suppress it. No wonder. I mean, that has got to scare them. And reportedly, you've got a lot more than just this.
Yeah, we have more employees. We have the vice presidents on tape. There's a debate coming tomorrow. They've made some statements about candidates. I think one of the most remarkable things about the story, I think I've never seen before, is the bravery of this guy who came up to me at one of these events and said, James, I work for a three-letter news organization. And he whispered in my ear, I work for CNN. I want you to give me a camera, which we did. And he is, as of today, still employed through CNN. He's a technician there. Alex, I'm waiting to get a response or a reaction. Jeff Zucker did comment this morning, Alex, Kerry went to work, recorded the editorial meeting, and Jeff Zucker was visibly disturbed. I don't know if you have that audio, but we just released it this morning.
We did air it this morning, and once we, this is alive, but you know, once we're done, we're going to put your interview up with all this added to it. This is amazing. And he already sounded upset, saying it was no big deal, move along. But imagine when he discovers that your guy, not your guy, but the whistleblower that came to you, was still there this morning. Wow.
He still went to work. He went to work. This was the number one trending tease in the United States. It was exposed CNN was the number, 200,000 tweets. 200,000 tweets. The engineers in Silicon Valley aren't able to suppress this because there's an uprising. And so what happens is the insider goes to work this morning, goes to the editorial meeting and records it today, this morning. And he gets Jeff Zucker on the tape saying, oh, there's this Project Veritas. Don't worry. Everyone just do your jobs. He's visibly upset about what is happening. We got him, Alex. We got him dead to rights. Their bias is clear. It's amazing that the president of a news network pushing a political narrative on the phone with his deputies. It's all recorded. We've suspected, but now we can prove it thanks to the heroism of this insider.
Just recapping when he reached out to you. I mean, the amount of video you reportedly got. I mean, how long is it going to take to dole all this out?
I don't know. Hundreds of hours of tape. We usually release them in installments because you don't want to jump on your own lead. You want to have a story at a time. Otherwise, you just trip over yourself with the amount of content here. But Drudge has it linked in red on the top. Drudge even posted a picture of Kerry Porch, the insider, next to Wolf Blitzer. There it is, right there. You can see his picture. What a patriot. And I'm going to read a quote, Alex, that was, I almost teared up. I'm interviewing the guy on a TV set and Kerry says the following. I say to him, you know, why did you do this? You're about to be a father. His fiance is pregnant. And he said, I did it to save the Republic. He said, I did it to save the Republic. That's, I mean, I don't even have words. I mean, and he's not a Republican. He's a Democrat. This guy's he voted for Bernie Sanders. But he said, I came to CNN because I wanted to be a news guy, and it became my nightmare. That's what he told me.
Well, it's like Robert Epstein is a liberal professor, but he sees the election fraud. He had to go public. Or, you know, all these other whistleblowers. It's just, it's crazy. This has got to really scare the deep state, James O'Keefe.
I think it scares them because they're not doing it for commercial gain, or they're not grifters. These people are the real deal. And this guy did it because he really believed. I got to know him over the course of many months, and he was scared, but he said, I did it for my country. And he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. He's unemployed, maybe not ever hired again. And he said, you know what? It's worth it to me. Now, I think he should start a GoFundMe page. I will help him do that. If he gets sued, Alex, I will find a way. So help me God to raise the money to pay his legal bills.
Let me ask you this. We got you on a little bit late. If you got to go, I understand you can come back tomorrow, but please try to hold over. But I got to ask you now, is this the biggest story out of huge ones you've ever broke, or is it something else?
I think it's the biggest story because of what it is and who did it, Alex. I got to go because I got to keep producing. But thank you very much, and keep at it. Keep pushing the videos out.
And more videos coming.
Yes, sir. More coming. We're producing the next installment as I speak.
All right, James O'Keefe, thank you. Wow.
Thank you.
And Bill Barr came out and said the Democrats are Satanists. We'll play that next.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Final segment of the fourth hour. Owen Schroyer's coming up with the War Room, and he is jam-packed. Okay. Bill Barr gave a 45-minute speech at a university. He got almost no coverage. He said some powerful things that got linked up on Infowars.com, but then I went and I watched the full interview, and it is extremely important. And so... Or the whole speech. I'm going to talk about it for a few minutes, play a few clips, and then take some calls here. But tomorrow I'm going to air at least 20 minutes of the speech. And I would suggest War Room and Firepower and other shows here, because it's powerful. Barr comes out and talks about how they're taking over the kids, destroy things on purpose, how it's not an accident, but it's planned destruction. That's the clips that are already out, that we've already played, that are up on Infowars.com. This is not decay. This is organized destruction. The clips that nobody's seen, I mean, the speech is up, but it has no views, are these. Because the little clips have millions of views. But all these other clips are just as powerful. A.G. Barr flames unremitting assault on religion, traditional values during Notre Dame visit. This is organized destruction, he says. Exactly. It's premeditated evil. But here's some of these clips. Here's Barr forcing LGBTP in schools, the new curriculum being forced in schools. Here it is.
Because this administration firmly supports accommodation of religion, the battleground at this time has largely shifted to the states. Some state governments are now attempting to compel religious individuals and entities to subscribe to practices or to espouse viewpoints that are incompatible with their religion. Ground zero for these attacks on religion are the schools. And to me, this is the most serious challenge to religious liberty today. For anyone who has a religious faith, by far the most important part of exercising that faith is teaching that religion to your children. The passing on of the faith. There is no greater gift we can give our children and no greater expression of love. And for the government to interfere in that process is a monstrous invasion of religious liberty. Yet, this is where the battle is being joined. And I see that it's being waged on three fronts. The first front relates to the content of public school curriculum. Many states are adopting curriculum that is incompatible with traditional Judeo-Christian principles, according to which parents are attempting to raise their children. And they often do this without any opt-out provision for religious families. Thus, for example, New Jersey recently passed a law requiring public schools to adopt an LGBT curriculum that many feel is inconsistent with traditional Christian teaching. Similar laws have been passed in California and Illinois. And the Orange County Board of Education in California issued an opinion that, quote, parents who disagree with the instructional material related to gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation may not excuse their children from this instruction. Indeed, in some cases, the schools may not even warn parents about the lessons they plan to teach on controversial subjects relating to sexual behavior and relationships. This puts parents who dissent from the secular orthodoxy to a difficult choice. Try to scrape together enough money to send their kids to private school or homeschooling, or allow their children to be inculcated with messages that they fundamentally reject.
Now, I can't give all this justice, so I'm just going to take some calls you've been holding at the end. There's literally, like, I don't know, 14 clips on one page and six on another. And they're all powerful. And again, it's secular orthodoxy, but it's not secular. It's occultic. And it's little kids, fifth graders, first graders, third graders, literally being taught about other imaginary genders, about sex between the same sexes or sex period. That's pervert behavior. That's Jocelyn Elder saying, teach your five-year-old how to masturbate. Reach down and help someone. Mm. These are sickos. This is Nambla's takeover. And he gets into all that, and he says that government enables societal decay, how government programs enable decay. I promise you I will air this tomorrow. I got to most things today. It's been an incredible show, incredible broadcast. I mean, the good, the bad, the ugly. War Room's coming up. Owen did a bunch of amazing stuff. In fact, here's just part of it. He went down to a Pelicans and Spurs game to bring up the attack on free speech, and here's part of what happened. There'll be more on his show. He went out and talked to the crowd after. Here it is. China owns the NBA. He did that right up at the beginning of the exhibition game. And this is what happened to free speech. We're encouraging others to do this. Because if you don't exercise it, you're going to lose it. Remember, these are the same folks, the NBA boycotting Israel. That's their right to do that. But then, oh, communist China, they love them.
Good afternoon, first man, and welcome to the AT&T Center.
And then they come to take it away and throw it out.
And your
I mean, this is so un-American what these institutions have become, who they are, what they are. And they're working at every level to take our bank accounts away, to boycott us, to shut us down, so we didn't have this show. And they want to comply with what Communist China has to say. China owns the NBA. You say, oh, well, it's their private building, it's their own private thing. China killed more than Hitler. They even take CNN reporters' signs away now. They take CNN's mics away when they ask, well, what is your view on freedom of expression? Can't even talk about freedom of expression. And then Ellen goes outside and talks to folks. He did get it on TV. But that's what's effective. That's what everybody should be doing. And if you won't do it, we're going to lose everything. You absolutely have to get involved. You know, I got Zach, I got Johnny, I got Peter, I got John, I got Chris. I want to try to get to everybody. Let's go to Zach in Austin. Zach, thanks for holding. What's your view on all this?
Oh, yay. Hey, CNN is definitely a witch hunt against Trump. And I think similarly, InfoWars is the same way. When you guys try to suppress freedom of speech, when you don't allow somebody who wants to talk about pre-trib like Bible Dan.
Hey, I appreciate your call, sir. We don't censor you. When we're talking about subjects like that, you can call in. You call in and lie under all these names to say that I'm going to hell or something because I don't believe in a pre-trib. It just you got one. Okay, I believe in a pre-trib then. Dan, leave me alone. Okay, it's whatever. Just let's go out and preach the gospel, okay? Just stop lying. That's not very Christian. That's not Zach in Austin. He held for 2 hours to say that. Johnny in Ontario, Canada. Go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, you're welcome, man. I'm really concerned about what's coming up right now. I think Mr. Donald has waited too long. I think he should have administered this slap down like about maybe a couple weeks ago. And
no, I agree. Trump and the Justice Department are just sitting on their hands while the Justice Department indicts people close to Trump for no reason and moves towards Giuliani. It's signaling weakness. And you know, Trump's speeches are great, but his action is not great. And he's signaling weakness to the deep state. We need action now, Johnny.
Yeah, you got to attack. And I think Donald's trying to be too much of a nice guy.
I hear you. I don't mean to cut you off. I want to get everybody in. Peter in Michigan. Peter, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time. Long time listener, first time caller. Love your supplements, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you for keeping up the fight. I'm just more worried about, when I say worried, I guess anxious is probably the better word for it. Trump is needing to go hands down, like he never has before.
Oh, everyone's saying the same thing. We're anxious. The tyranny's out in the open. These people are lying. They're committing crimes. They're trying to start race wars. And then they're saying we're the violent ones. They're getting ready for false flags.
Yes, sir. I totally believe that. The Christian church has to get away.
Where is the church when now the Democrats say take their tax exemption? You can't do that. But the church has bent over so much and is no longer the church. And so, of course, the church is saying nothing because, oh, we better not say anything. They're already coming after you because the church says nothing because they're no longer churches. They're whorehouses, most of them. Peter, thank you. I'm sorry to John. I'm sorry to Chris. We're out of time, but I got to a lot of calls today. Thank you for calling. Call me back tomorrow, and I will go to your calls. Or The War Room with Owen Schroyer, or Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert, or The David Knight Show, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. Infowars.com/show, band.video. So much happening, so much breaking in Infowars, I can't even cover it all. I mean, and share those articles, folks. People are ready to be awakened. They're banning and censoring everybody because the truth is effective and it's viral, but you've got to spread it. Thank you all for your support. God bless you. Great job of the crew. Powerful 4 hours. We just knocked it out of the park. We wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for you listeners. So I'm very thankful. And I salute you all. And I salute Project Veritas.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom.
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.